Blessed are they that are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Welcome back to Hackberry House, a podcast devoted to the Word of God and the persecuted church in North Korea. My name is Bob. This is podcast number 476. It is May the 20th, 2016. Today, John Bunyan's conclusion to Pilgrim's Progress. Let's finish up our long, long story here. Now, while they were thus, talking about hopeful and Christian, drawing towards the gate, behold, a company of the heavenly host came out to meet them, to whom it was said by the other two shining ones, "These are the men that have loved our Lord when they were in the world, and that have left all for his holy name. And he has sent us to fetch them, and we have brought them thus far on their desired journey, that they may go in and look their Redeemer in the face with joy." Then the heavenly host gave a great shout, saying, "Blessed are they that are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb." There came out also at this time to meet them several of the king's trumpeters, clothed in white and shining raiment, who with melodious noises and loud made even the heavens to echo with their sound. These trumpeters saluted Christian and his fellow with 10,000 welcomes from the world, and this they did with shouting and sound of trumpet. This done, they compassed them round on every side. Some went before, some behind, and some on the right hand, some on the left, as 'twere to guard them through the upper regions, continually sounding as they went with melodious noise in notes on high, so that the very sight was to them that could behold it as if heaven itself was come down to meet them. Thus therefore they walked on together, and as they walked ever and anon, these trumpeters, even with joyful sound, would, by mixing their music with looks and gestures, still signify to Christian and his brother how welcome they were into their company, and with what gladness they came to meet them. And now were these two men, as 'twere in heaven, before they came at it, being swallowed up with the sight of angels, and with hearing their melodious notes. Here also they had the city itself in view, and they thought they heard all the bells therein to ring, to welcome them thereto. But above all, the warm and joyful thoughts that they had about their own dwelling there with such company, and that for ever and ever. Oh, by what tongue or pen can their glorious joy be expressed? Thus they came up to the gate. Now, when they were come up to the gate, there was written over it in letters of gold, "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city." Then I saw in my dream that the shining men bid them call at the gate, the which, when they did, some from above looked over the gate, to wit, Enoch, Moses, and Elijah, and so on, to whom it was said, "These pilgrims are come from the city of destruction, for the love that they bear to the king of this place." And then the pilgrims gave in unto them each man his certificate, which they had received in the beginning. Those therefore were carried into the king, who, when he had read them, said, "Where are the men?" To whom it was answered, "They're standing without the gate." The king then commanded to open the gate, that the righteous nation, said he, that keepeth truth, may enter in. Now I saw in my dream that these two men went in at the gate, and lo, as they entered, they were transfigured, and they had raiment put on that shone like gold. There was also that met them with harps and crowns, and gave them to them the harps to praise withal, and the crowns in token of honor. And then I heard in my dream that all the bells in the city rang again for joy, and that it was said unto them, "Enter ye into the joy of our Lord." I also heard the men themselves say that they sang with a loud voice, saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him that sitteth upon the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever." Now, Just as the gates were opened to let in the men, I looked in after them. And behold, the city shone like the sun. The streets also were paved with gold, and in them walked many men with crowns on their heads, palms in their hands, and golden harps to sing praises withal. And there were also of them that had wings, and they answered one another without intermission, saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. And after that, they shut up the gates, with which, when I had seen it, I wished myself among them. Now, while I was gazing upon all these things, I turned my head to look back, and I saw Ignorance coming up to the riverside. But he soon got over, and that without half the difficulty which the other two men met with. For it happened that there was then in that place one Vain Hope, a ferryman, that with his boat helped him over. And so he, as the other, I saw, did ascend the hill to come up to the gate, only he came alone. And neither did any man meet him with the least encouragement. And when he was come up to the gate, he looked up to the writing that was above, and then began to knock, supposing that entrance should have been quickly administered to him. But he was asked by the men that looked over the top of the gate, Whence came you? And what would you have? He answered, I have eat and drank in the presence of the king, and he is taught in our streets. And then they asked him for his certificate, that they might go in and show it to the king. And so he fumbled in his bosom for one, but he found none. And then they said, Have you none? But the man answered never a word. And so they told the king, but he would not come down to see him, but commanded the two shining ones that conducted Christian and Hopeful to the city to go out and take Ignorance and bind him hand and foot and have him away. And then they took him up and carried him through the air to the door that I saw in the side of the hill, and they put him in there. Then I saw that there was a way to hell, even from the gates of heaven, as well as from the city of destruction. And so I awoke, and behold, it was a dream. My friends, that's the end. That is the end of the book, except for the conclusion that Mr. Bunyan writes as John Bunyan. A poem, a song, perhaps. Now, reader, I have told my dream to thee. See if thou canst interpret it to me, or to thyself, or neighbor. But take heed of misinterpreting, for that, instead of doing good, will but thyself abuse, and by misinterpreting evil ensues. Take heed also that thou be not extreme in playing with the outside of my dream. Nor let my figure or similitude put thee into a laughter or a feud. Leave this for boys and fools. But as for thee, do thou the substance of my matter see. Put by the curtains, look within my veil, turn up my metaphors, and do not fail. There, if thou seekest them, such things thou find as will be helpful to an honest mind. What of my dross thou findest here, be bold to throw away, but yet preserve the gold. What if my gold be wrapped up in ore? None throws away the apple for the core. But if thou shalt cast all away as vain, I know not, but 'twill make me dream again. The end of the first part. There is another Pilgrim's Progress, you may be aware. It's called The Pilgrim's Progress from This World to That Which is to Come, the second part, also delivered under the similitude of a dream, wherein is set forth the manner of the setting out of Christian's wife and children, and their dangerous journey, and their safe arrival at the desired country. We will not be doing part two. I just wanted to let you know that it's there, and I hope that you will on your own go pursue that if you so desire. We've got some other work to attend to, and you know that tomorrow is break day. We don't do a podcast on Saturday, but on Sunday we will be working again in North Korea, telling you some things about that wonderful place. It's wonderful because God's people are there making it wonderful in God's sight. It's awful as far as we're concerned. But we'll be there Sunday, and then Monday we'll get back to our study of the Bible. It's been a while. I mean a long time, but we were back in Genesis 6, do you remember? We're going to go to Genesis 7. We're not going to every chapter of the Bible for sure. But I have made my own little pilgrim's progress through the Bible. I'm making it again. And as I see something that from a beginner's standpoint might not add up, doesn't quite make sense, I'm trying to help people understand those kinds of things. And we'll start with Genesis 7:11, where it talks about the fountains of the deep and the windows of heaven. What is that about? The fountains of the deep and the windows of heaven during the days of the flood. Oh, I hope you'll join me and stay with me on this Bible study as we go from chapter to chapter, book to book, hopefully get through the Bible. It'll take a while to do all that, and we'll take breaks along the way with Spurgeon and others. That's the plan. I hope you'll be able to stay with me. We'll leave it a little early today. Take a break. God bless you for being with me so faithfully, some of you day after day. Let me know that you're there from time to time. And visit my store one of these days. We're going to take time to talk about all the different things I've done with the books that I've written through the years. Now I've combined them into collections that you can now get for a lot less money than before. Even then it wasn't a lot at all, but it's even cheaper now. So go to the store and check some of those things out. Today we started with Revelation 19:9. Let it stay with you. Blessed are they that are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Have you been called? Have you been chosen? There's a way to find out. Go after him and you'll find out for sure. God bless you today. We'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.